Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. Head up to the website, thejoemessinashow.com, thejoemessinashow.com, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, and you know, just being involved, being engaged. Well, I got some bad news for Nancy Pelosi. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be checking out the Arizona numbers here. I'm going to go through in a few minutes. I'm going to go through the whole list of the fake and phony ballots that went through. And you know what? Nancy's going to be pretty upset. You know what I'm saying? Nancy, shut up. Suck it up. It's not going to help. Anyway, you know, seriously. I mean, she's always talking about how clean, well, they all were, really, if I'm going to be honest about it. Schumer, her, Joey B. I don't know how Joey B can know it's honest. He doesn't even know where he is at the time. Right? I mean, seriously. But you're going to find out when I do the numbers for you, when I actually lay them out one by one, that they stole almost 100,000 votes in Arizona when you break it down. Look, you could, they're still cleaning it up and they're still trying to figure it out. But when you look at the initial numbers, there is no way anybody can walk away with that. Yep, that was clean. Not going to happen. But first, hundreds of troops are now complaining about the highly biased, woke, extremist, racist indoctrination that they're getting from the military. And seriously, when you know, I think it's Tom Cotton is the one that's bringing all this forward, but you can't say anything about these guys. You know, the military people, they'll get all kinds of trouble for this. It ain't right. It's not fair, and it ain't right. Now, in a hearing recently that went down with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Senator Tom Cotton released a list of 28 written complaints from troops about woke indoctrination sessions. Service members say that they paint the military as a fundamentally racist group. Here's the thing, the problem. The military isn't racist. They don't go out there and rip down black regimes only. There are not only white sergeants, white drill sergeants, white generals. Did you not see the same news conference? We have a black military guy at the head and a white military guy at the head. I'm sorry, I missed something here. The complaints were included in the June 10th memo from Senator Cotton to the Senate Armed Services Committee. These 28 examples reported on a small number of the hundreds received from the public whistleblower site. It was launched by Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw. Good for them. The Dems wouldn't do that because, you know, they might get exposed. Wouldn't want that to happen. The screaming about and complaining about the woke ideology in the military. Right. Cotton was a Ranger qualified Army officer. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Crenshaw, also a former Navy SEAL. He lost an eye to an IED in Afghanistan. And a lovely left made fun of him for that. Isn't that great? The training session described by the troops in the complaints often openly support leftist groups while labeling conservative movements as extremists. So leftists who believe in socialism and communism are seen as the heroes, but those who believe in capitalism, patriotism, real patriotism, are seen as the enemy. Boy, not what our founding fathers had in mind, not one bit. You know what I mean? One service member balked at a training focus on the far right. They called the extremist groups. Other organizations like Black Lives Matter and Antifa were held in high esteem. Yeah, right. Think about that. So on January 6th, with all the damage that was done, they blamed it all on the MAGA people, all on Trump, all on conservatives. Look at all the damage they've done. Now, I don't know, maybe one of you guys can correct me here, but when I looked at what was going on inside the Capitol, nobody was defacing statues or anything else, right? I mean, I know once or twice somebody tried, I think I heard somebody scream, don't do it. Don't do that. You'd never hear that from Antifa or BLM. They destroyed everything they touched. There was nothing was sacred with them. When that was all going down, you know what? I would have had our Constitution protected by 1,000 military men. You take out anybody who tries to take it out. Anyone who's been face-to-face with them during the riots will tell you they are, in fact, well-organized militant hate groups. Right? This is what one of the service members wrote. You know, when you see Antifa, when you see BLM out there fighting in the streets, this is not something that a bunch of guys just got together that got out of mom's basement and decided to do this. No. And he said they were being encouraged to stand with them. You know why? Because if it ever gets down to that war that they're looking for, they want the military to back up BLM and Antifa. I believe those guys, maybe I'm just senile and stupid, I believe those guys won't do it. I do not believe our military men as a whole will stand arm in arm with Antifa or BLM. Too many of those young men and women are true patriots. So anyway, that's my 2.5 cents. When we come back, we're going to get into those Arizona numbers. I told you, about 100,000 votes when you work the numbers out. Can't be real. Impossible. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at novaliftna.com/save.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Are kicked. I can't read what somebody wrote me, but that's some of you watch, and I was just laughing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Do, you know, as I say, do something more than nothing. So, we're seeing more and more information coming out of Arizona. And for some of you, you know, who've been poo-pooing it, I'm not poo-pooing it, but I'm tired of hearing about all these people. You know, they got the inside scoop, they got the inside line, they got the inside word, whatever. And wait till, you know, what was her name, Sidney Powell? What was her name? I don't mean that in a bad way, but, you know, Sidney Powell pops up and, you know, we're going to release the Kraken. Well, okay, I'm waiting for the Kraken. Anybody know what a Kraken is? Do you know what it is, let alone... You know, who it is or whatever. That's what I'm talking about. So, you start to see these numbers coming. And again, nobody's really putting them out there and really talking about them, you know, loudly, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Some of you are watching me. I'm putzing around with a mouse that doesn't seem to want to work right. And I need it because I need to be able to turn on the sound. So I got some sound clips of the audit and the AG coming forward and saying, hey, we got a problem here. Some of these votes, some of the way that some of the stuff went down, is not going to work because we can't reconcile the numbers. I want you to think about this. There were 3,981 court-ordered counted votes that came in after the deadline of October 11th. This was a registration deadline. But somehow they forced the courts to allow the people who registered after October 11th to be counted. Well, then laws don't matter, do they? Is that what it boils down to? Laws don't matter. 10,457 votes is all you needed to win that race. I mean, it was all that was needed to win the race. Now, Trump easily won that. I mean, 10,000 votes, not a lot of votes, is it? Trump easily won that state in 2016. And based on the numbers that I've seen, he won that state now. Come on, I'm not a conspiracy guy. You guys all know that if you've been listening to me for any length of time. I just don't do that. If you do, fine, I don't. And when they keep counting, keep going through these numbers, you had 11,326 votes and voters that were not on the rolls on November 7th. In other words, over 11,000 votes were cast on November 6th. And when they were matched up on November 7th, they couldn't find them on the voter rolls. So the votes were cast by people that weren't registered to vote. They took them anyway. And then magically, those names appeared on the voter rolls December 4th. Now, this is coming from their AG's office, from the audit. So it's not made up. It's not something we decided Joe kind of found somewhere and brought it forward. Not at all. This is real stuff. Here, quick clip. Quick clip. Take a listen, maybe.
So we have, from what I understand here in Arizona, they originally were, Hobbs had requested that the registration date for voting be moved up to Election Day, and there was actually a court case that moved it back to October 15th. Based on the registration information that we found in the voter rolls, we have 3,981 individuals who show us haven't voted in this election, and their data shows up in the campus as haven't voted in this election. However, they were registered after October 15th.
So they had no business voting. They had no right to vote. They had no business voting. But they were counted anyway. What the hey? 18,000 votes were cast by voters that disappeared after the election. So we had votes that were cast by people who didn't exist and then all of a sudden existed. And then we had 18,000 votes, right, cast by voters, and those voters who were registered and active on November 6th somehow disappeared by December 4th. But we still counted the votes. You follow me? You write these things down? Are you taking notes or am I doing this for nothing? 73,428 mail-in ballots were counted. Those ballots with the numbers on them, there was no evidence of those ballots ever being mailed out by the state. Think of that. That's like one of you guys calling me and saying, hey, Joe, I got one of your coffee mugs in the mail. I said, great, I don't have any coffee cups, and I didn't send any out. How'd you get it? So we now know why the Dems are sending out lawyers to every place that's being challenged. Take a listen. Maybe.
roughly 20,000, I think it was about actually closer to 18,000, who voted in the election and then showed from as being removed from the voter rolls soon after the election. So they were on the voter rolls, they showed as voted, and then they were removed. And there could be a good logical explanation for that, but it was just, it seems like an...
Logical? The good explanation is that somebody played with the rolls. The good explanation is somebody tampered with the information.
Large number to me that they have after election be removed. And so getting more documentation on the request to remove from voter rolls or other process to make sure that makes sense seems logical. In addition, again, knocking on doors and canvassing can help validate that information.
Oh, that scares them to no end. Think about that. Republicans want to go door to door and canvass some of those people that they can't line the votes up with. They want a true to vote, as they call it. Dems say no, because if you watch Louder with Crowder, I don't think he calls himself that anymore, but Crowder did something a couple of months ago that you got to give him a lot of credit for. So he sends his crew, or a couple of his crew members out, to some of the addresses that were on these ballots. And he would go to addresses where they had, you know, 100 people that they said was an apartment building, or one in particular that I remember were 300. So he drives to where the address is, and there's nobody there. The building was torn down years ago. So the 300 people that voted at that address, somehow, from a building that didn't exist, you'd have to go grab the mailman and say, how is this possible? Did you deliver these? Did you pick these up? You'd have to say no. Joe Messina, your host. This gets even better. Talk about that more after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 votes needed to begin debate. Negotiations over the bill's provisions will continue with the goal of bringing it back to the floor for a vote next week. Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying that he hopes the bipartisan group can have the package ready for a vote by next Monday. And as competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The latest being American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Welcome back. Appreciate your time with me. You listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate their time. Hey, look, it. Everybody has to take time to do the work. You know what I'm saying? And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. So, I already got a couple of emails. Look, I'm not dealing with the Georgia stuff. I'm not dealing with the Pennsylvania stuff. Just one thing at a time. Let's focus. Okay? I'm not saying you're not focusing. I mean, I'm going to focus on one thing at a time. And I'm sure I'll have the same kind of stuff going on once we get to the Georgia issue and Pennsylvania once that starts to come up. And you're probably going to see it in a couple of other states as well. Now, the Republicans want to do a canvass because they think that they can prove that a majority of these are fraudulent votes. I think they can too, just based on the basic information, based on a little bit of investigation that Steven Crowder did and a few others, where they actually went out to these sites that were supposed to be, apartment buildings and what have you. Apartment buildings have been gone for years. Not a couple of months. Years. And then 73,000 mail-in ballots that were counted. The votes were counted and everything. And we don't know. There was no evidence of them ever being sent out by the state. How does that work? No, really, seriously. How does that work? Now, again, as I said to you earlier, the Dems are sending out lawyers to all of these states that might be challenging you, this areas, the counties. Why would they do that? What are they afraid of? You don't need a lawyer. Just send a team to watch the audit and call out, like we do, call out what's wrong with the audit. Can they do it again? Of course they can. We're going to have to be vigilant. The Republican Party is going to have to get off their butts and actually get people out, get lawyers out to these places. So anyway, you're going to fix it. Let's play another Arizona audit cut.
So we have also seen some interesting things related to the voter rolls. So, for example, we have 11,326 people that did not show up on November 7th version of the voter rolls that should have been after votes were cast, but then appeared on December 4th voter rolls. And just to be clear, they show as voted in this past election, but they were not in November 7th version of the file, and they did show up on the December 4th version.
That's odd.
Okay, that sounds confusing. Give me an explanation of why that might have. I mean, we're not saying there's fraud. We're not saying anything else.
What else could you say? Okay, let's just say it's not fraud. Computer glitch? Two different reports? Somebody forgot to put the names in before they got there? You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink, dot, dot. What else could you say? It's not like there's one singular issue or problem. Like, we have videos of people running ballots through twice, maybe even three times. If the ballots have a serial number of some kind on them, which is what they all should have, the system could look and say, no, that one already voted. And the one that voted first is the one that counts, period. Right? God forbid.
I'm just trying to find answers. Is there a logical explanation why that would be?
I cannot think of a logical explanation on what that would be, but it'd be a great thing to hear back from the county to see if there's anything that we're not thinking of.
Now, you know, there's a bunch of people in that county that are pacing up and down the floor. They don't know what to do. They have no idea how to fix this. 74,000, right? Those was, I'm sorry, 73,412 or something like that. The ballots were never mailed out, right? The state records, the county records show that those ballots were never mailed. How'd you get them back? And I guess I haven't seen it, but there's some kind of circular tie of some kind that is usually on these ballots. And these, amazingly, these almost 74,000 ballots were missing those. And how many would have bet that, I don't know, 70%, 80% easily of those ballots went to Trump? Right? What do you think? Some of the names were made up. Some people have already seen those ballots the first time around. Said that they look like there were cartoon character names on those ballots. I don't know that to be true. I don't put it past them. They were so blatant about it. They were so in your face about it. How do we get here, though? I mean, you realize that this technically is a coup through cheating. They don't have to fire a shot. They're going to cheat using our own system. And yet we send military troops to other countries to make sure the votes are safe and secure. Let that take in for a second. But how did we get here? We got here because we keep saying, well, let's just live and let live. Everybody wants to do the right thing. We're all really here for the same. No, we're not here for the same. I have come to the conclusion, after listening to the Dems, after listening to these things that go on, Nancy Pelosi's move today to not allow several congressmen on this January 6th committee, because they knows, one of them is Jim Jordan, I think it is, because she knows that these guys will ask the questions that will embarrass them. Right? They are drunk with power. They don't care about you. I'm going to say it again. The Democrats in D.C. do not care about you. Get that figured out. Look at what they're doing. Look at the moves that they're making. This audit is shining light on cheating like we've never seen before. So I want you to think about something. 4,000 votes, right, that were counted by court order, even though these people registered to vote after the registration date and then cast their vote early. Got 4,000. 11,326 votes were accepted by voters that were not on the voter rolls. Those votes were counted on November 6th. When these were recounted or re-looked at, none of those voters were on the November 7th rolls, the November 7th report. But somehow miraculously showed up on December 4th, on a report dated December 4th. Right? I mean, this is easy stuff, people. We're now up over 15,000. 18,000 votes from voters that disappeared. So when they went into the voting rolls, the report on, this is just the opposite of what we just heard, the report on November 7th showed those voters casting those votes, but on December 4th, they were gone. How does that happen? So we're up close now to 30,000. And then we have 73,428 mail-in ballots that were counted, that were put through the machine to count the votes. But there's no evidence that the state ever sent them out. None. Not one iota. It's just amazing to me. And yet, we're cool with all this. I'm sorry, but that's up over 100,000 votes. Trump skunked Arizona. I mean, skunked Biden in Arizona. There's no question about it. If these numbers are even half true, Trump. If these numbers are 30% true, Trump won.
So, for example, we have 74,243 mail-in ballots where there is no clear record of them being sent. And just to be clear, here in the state of Arizona, there's EB-32s and EB-33s. EB-32s is supposed to give a record of when a mail-in ballot is sent, and an EB-33 is supposed to give a record of when the mail-in ballot is received. And so there should be an equal, you know, there should be more EB-32s more sent out than there are that are received. Specifically with these, we can tie them to a specific individual that was mailed to. And so we have 74,000 where we have them came back from individuals where we don't have a clear indication that they were ever sent out to them. That could be something where documentation wasn't done right. There was a clerical issue. There's not proper things there. But I think when we've got 74,000, it merits, you know, knocking on a door and validating some of this information.
Just amazing. This is not coming from a right-wing Republican group. Coming from the auditors. Joe Messina, your host. We'll do a little closure on this after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
I love that bass line. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Joe Mazzini Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate it. Listen, if you want text alerts about the show, it's real simple. Text GOJO, come on, GOJO, you got that, to 77222. GOJO to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged. You know, about time. Just kidding. About time. And I really do, you know, again, everybody's got a lot going on when you just sign up one time and you won't have to do anything else. All right. The Arizona ballot audit that I was talking about. And I told you I ended up getting emails right away about what a conspiracy guy I am. That's not true. They didn't find that many issues. Well, here's the thing. When somebody sends me out information, like some of these emails, they found less than 200 issues. Okay. All right. But Politico's reporting that they found 180 some odd. Right? And this is all going to backfire on the GOP. Axios is reporting that they only officially found 182 cases of potential voter fraud out of over 3 million ballots. Again, not true. Arizona County elections. Now, if you take the letter of the verbiage for election fraud, yeah. Yeah, you could probably say that. You could probably say it was less than 1,000, because every one of these things checks off, you know, to fall in line with true voter fraud. But if you got 73,000 that the state said they never sent out, you've got the Republicans that want to canvass those, and the Democrats don't want them to. Why? How about a small sampling? What are you afraid of? Another report says the Arizona counties find fewer than 200 possible voter fraud. Not true. USA Today is reporting that the officials in Maricopa County found very little evidence. You see where I'm going with this? They are beating their brains out, right, to discredit any of these audits. USA News is reporting that very few AZ voter fraud cases discredits Trump's claim. I love this stuff. So they're hanging in on between the reports read the 182 or 200. Right? Which I just find amazing. Now, they are discounting those numbers I gave you. Because technically, the way the voter fraud laws were written, you can't prove he's a voter fraud. Even to the point where you have to prove that the person who voted knew that they were doing the wrong thing. Did you know that? Yeah, in California, we watched these cases go by, and basically it was, did you know voting more than once was illegal? All somebody really had to say, for all intents and purposes, was no. I'm not joking, I'm serious. But can somebody explain this to me? How can you get 4,000 people that voted after the deadline, registered to vote after the deadline, then voted? I'd love to know who they voted for. 11,300, just under 500,000, 11,300 voters that were not on the rolls on the day the vote was cast, and then somehow ended up there on December 6th. Those wouldn't be fraudulent in any way, right? 18 votes that were cast by voters that disappeared shortly after the election, they didn't even wait until December 4th. But I'm sure that there's some explanation for that. And the same thing with almost 74,000 mail-in ballots. Right? They were never sent by the state. I'm sure there's some explanation on that, too. So it's really sad that we bought into this. We know the media is bought and owned, or owned and bought by the left. That's an easy one. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. NPR is calling it a clown show. Right? Other magazines are saying that this whole push for Arizona-style election audits are nothing more but a waste of time. Isn't that funny? But the January 6th insurrection is a big deal. Wasn't an insurrection. No shots fired. The only people who had guns were the Capitol Police, and the only person who lost their life was a MAGA person shot by a cop. Are we for real here? Mitch McConnell warns Americans to get vaxxed or get locked down. Isn't that amazing? We thought he was on our side. We have, what was it, 520-ish days after the 15 days of flatten the curve lockdown. Mitch McConnell is threatening another lockdown, and he's not the only one. He stated at a press conference that these shots need to get in everybody's arms as rapidly as possible. We're going to be back in a situation in the fall if we don't do it. Same thing we went through last year. I think what they're going to end up doing is if you don't take the vax and you can't get a job or something to dump, you're not going to be able to collect unemployment. Because you're certainly not going to be able to work somewhere, right? And if you say you won't take the job or you're not going to take the job because you have to get vaxxed, you're refusing work, and therefore you're not entitled to unemployment. Mitch says, we recognize the threat when we see one. The problem is that the U.S. government is willing to help. That right there should scare you to no end, right? Remember, 15 days to flatten the curve, and look how far out we are. Apparently, I don't know how to count to 15. There's been a ton of lies, a whole bunch of inaccuracy or inaccurate information. Dr. Fauci can no longer be trusted in any way, shape, manner, or form. We can prove the lockdowns are working. Look at other countries that actually didn't do lockdowns and how well they did. The states they beat on the most are doing the best, Florida included in that. I'm not believing any of the numbers that the Democrats are throwing out about Florida spiking. Right? And if China's such a threat with this, if this was really an issue, why don't they just put it out there and get it over with? But we're okay. Thank God. The CDC is all over this. They got it under control. I mean, look at the politicians. They've ignored the rules, their own rules that they put in place. We can show you time after time after time. Right? And we know Mitch McConnell makes a boatload of money from his investments in China. He'll lock us down again. What's he care? 50 or so of those Democrat boneheads, they ran away. 6 of them have tested positive, which I hope they'll... You know what? I don't want them to die. I don't even want them to get really sick. But I want them all to test positive for the flu. I want to scare the bejesus out of them. They all got together in that plane and basically flipped you the bird. No masks, no distancing. Wow. Right? Now we're at the, I mean, who was it? Biden. He wanted, was it 70 million? I can't, somebody remind me. I don't know if it was 70 million or 70% of America that he wanted vaccinated by now. Guess it didn't work out well for him, did it? No, 70 million people. Thank you. Vaccinated McConnell's, you know, he's threatening another lockdown. Now, has anybody pulled the numbers together of people who've actually been vaccinated and got COVID or died from it? Well, you'll never hear that. Right? There were 6 of those Texas Democrats who got COVID and they were vaccinated. So either the CDC is wrong or lying about how this works. Fauci is wrong or lying about this works. And you're being drug along like somebody with a nose ring. Look, if you get the virus vaccination, as they're calling it, but it's not, because you're truly concerned and you've decided for yourself it's the right thing to do, well, as a conservative Republican, I believe you have a right to do whatever you want to your body. To your body, not mine. Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to Joe Mazzini, the show, the Genesis Communication Network. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're going to be here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.